we aan Daf, Mem Hei, Omed Alef, four lines from the bottom. Reb Meir, Eivorim, Upedorim, Shaloinis, Aklo, Mibe'erev, Minolai. Reb Meir had said that there were four Maroches. The first was the Maroche Gedoyle, the second was the Maroche Shnei Shal Teiris, the third he held like Reb Yossi, a Maroche Shal Kiyum Ha'esh, and there was a fourth Maroche. And the fourth maroche was the Eivorim Shaloi Nis'aklu. Rashi had said pshat Shaloi Nitnu al maroche. Oi Nitnu v'loi Hispiku li'is'akl. So there was a fourth maroche that they were maktir, these Eivorim who were not nitten on the maroche yesterday. So, or they were nitnu v'lei spikoli sa'apko, so there was a fourth maroche for these evorim upedorim. Rabbi Meir, evorim upedorim shloi nis'aklu mi be'erev minolei. How does he know that there was a special maroche for the evorim upedorim shloi nis'aklu? Nafkelei mi ve'esh. Now it said in the posik, so from the Pashto Dikra we learned out that this is speaking about the Maroche Shnia Shal Keteres. And from the Vav he learns out that there's another Maroche for the Vorim Updorim Shalainis Aklu mi Be'eret. The Rabbonon Vav Leidosh. Fine. So we have our Machloikis, the Rabbonon, which includes Rabbi Yossi, who hold that there wasn't a special maroche for the Ivorim of Dorim Shalai Nisaklu. Frek the Gemore, the Rabbono, according to the Rabbono, there wasn't a special maroche. Eivorim upedorim Shalai Nisaklu mi ba'erev. My Ovid Luhu. So what did they do with these Eivorim? So the Gemore answers, Mahad Luhu le maroche gedoyle. That means the next day they made a new maroche, the maroche gdoyle. So in this maroche gdoyle, just like they put on the korbonis hayoim, they put on this new maroche, the evorim upedorim, which were loinis aklu miber. The sanya, we learned a baraisa like that. Minayin le evorim upedorim shaloinis aklu mibe'erev, she soidrin al gabi mizbeach, you misadre them al gabi mizbeach. First of all, before you make the new maroche, what you do with them. So, soidron al gabi mizbeach, the vial, you lay them out on the mizbeach, in the empty spaces. Vim ein machzikon, if there's no place on the mizbeach to put them out, there's a lot of evorim epidorim left over. She soidron ala kevesh, so you put them on the kevesh. Oy al gabi soivev, or you put it on the soivev. Ad she yeyose maroche gedoylo, till they'll make the maroche gedoylo. Psadas agayres v'seirfon, that's tachmeteratmimus girse, or he's mesadered on the maroche gedoylo. So al kalponim, we see klar from this beraise that the chachamim hold that eivorim upedorim shaloi nisaklu, they're lemaise yaseirif them on the maroche gdoyle. And the makar from this is asher toichal ha'eish es ha'oilo al ha'mizbeach. So let's see what Rashi says. Asher toichal es ha'oilo. Im einay inyan litchilosa, this does not mean the oila of today, doksiv ha'oila al moigda. It says that the oila you put on the maroche gdoila. Nayu inyan lisayfa, that if it wasn't nisakel, so you put it on the maroche of the next day. The Rabbi Meir. What does Rab Meir do with this posik? Here is a posik asher toichal ha'esha sa'oila. So l'chayre, this is speaking about the way Rashi had said it's not the same. Main inyil l'tchilosa, no inyil l'saifa, if it wasn't a sakul. V'Rabbi Meir, ikulei oila ato marzir, v'yato marzir ikulei ketoires. So let us see what Rashi says. Ikulei oila poikin shepoku me'al ha'esh. According to Rab Meir, this pasuk is not speaking about the, let us say for one minute that Rashi had said, Evorim shaloinis aklu, min shaloinitnu al hamaroche. That Bechlal, for some reason, there wasn't a chance that they should even been put al ha'esh. So the pasuk says, according to the Chachamim, that asher toichol ha'esh esa'oilo, you put now, on the maroche, you put now yesterday's oilo. That's how the Chachamim loim shah. Rav Meir says no. Rav Meir says yesterday's oilo, you make a new maroche for yesterday's oilo. What is this pasuk speaking about? Ikulei oilo. Something that had been put already last night on the yesterday's maroche. And poikin shepoku mi'al ha'esh, it was put al ha'esh, and somehow it fell off from the ha'esh, in the middle of the night, before chatzos. So the din is, poikin shepoku mi'al ha'esh, so you're machzer it. These poikin belong to the old maroche, because Lemaisa was speaking about it's in the middle of the night, they were put on the middle of the night, and they fell off. They fell off the old maroche, so there's the din of chazor, you put it back on. Poikin shepoko mi'al ha'esh, v'kiri bei, asher toicha lesa'oilo al ha'mizbeach. Now, Rashi seems to, sure there's no nekudis in Rashi, but Rashi seems to say that Rameya had a different kri, it would seem. According to the Rabbonon, so the Pasuk is telling us, let's say we're speaking about Evorim Eptorim Shaloinis Aklumi Be'eret. So Rashi says, that means even if it wasn't at all put on the Maroche. So the Pasuk says, Asher Toichal Ha'esh, push it that the eish should consume the oila. So Rashi said, what did the eish consume the oila? I have a pasuk already, oila al moikda. So it means, the eish should consume yesterday's oila. Asher toichol eish es oila. So we're speaking about that the eish should consume yesterday's oila. That's what this pasuk is coming. But according to Rav Meir, we're not speaking about that the eish should consume. We're speaking about a oila who was already on the eish, was partially consumed from the eish. The shailas, you should be marzeret back on the mezbeach to continue the achilas hamezbeach. So I think Rashi means v'kori bei asher tuukal es oila. I don't know exactly the nikud over here. That means the oila which was partially consumed, put it back al hamezbeach. You should be marzeret. And it's telling us a chiddush, because not everything that was nis'akel you put back. K'toyres, that was put on the mizbeach apnimi, and it was also poko, it fell off the eitzim, you don't put it back. So ashetukol ha'esh es oila, whatever the esh ate from the oila, so, and it wasn't completely consumed, you put it back ala mizbeach. But that's afka oila. But by k'toyres, there's no such thing. V'yata marzer ikulei k'toyres. T'toni Rab Chananya bar min yumi, b'devei Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, asher toichol ha'esh es oila mizbeach, ikulei oila ato marzer, v'yata marzer ikulei k'toyres. Let us see the top taisvis. Soidron al gabi kevesh al gabi soibe. So first the Baraisa says, when before you make the maroche gedoyla, so what do you do with these avorim which were as yet not consumed al yedei ha'esh? So you put them on the mizbeach or on the soibe or on the kevesh. Aval al gabi yisoid loy. But to put them on the yisoid ha-mizbeach, there's also a projection where you could put some eivorim there. So they says that you can't do. Dim kein o yenifsal beline. Would be nifsal beline. Now, that means that the sidur atzei maroche was Seif HaLaila. That's what we had learned previously. It was Seif HaLaila. So when they're going to take apart the old Marochin, they're going to put the Deshin in the Tapuach, and they're going to make Karamas HaDeshin. So now, what do we do with all these Eivorim? So it says, you put them, this place on the Mizbech, you put them on the Mizbech, you put them on the Kevish, you put them on the Seifet. But if you're going to put it on the Yesod, now we won't start the new Maroche till by day already. The will Chayre with the Shnei Gizreitzim will be by day already. So Memele, so in the, if you'll put it on the Yesod, so be Nivsa Berline, Dim Kena Nivsa Berline, Im Yeirek. Is not too clear. That means Agabi Yisoid Loi Dim Kena Nivsa Belina. But on the side, it'll become Nivsa Belina. Avol Soivev Shehu Mechatzi Hamizbeach Olamaylo Hareyu Kimizbeach Belina Me'elus Beroisha Shal Mizbeach. That halacha that there's no psulin is only the Roisha Shal Mizbeach Mechatzi Hamizbeach Olamaylo is called Roisha Shal Mizbeach. And Achsam the Siach Yitzchok says that what the Kevesh is also considered agabi amizbeach. It means the chelik of the kevish that's mechuvin keneged the seivev. That's also mechatzi amizbeach alamaylo. But going further down, it's like the yisod. It also there'll be a psulina. Veini lina melanim me'elus bereishis shal mizbeach v'chein kevish rivo. So that's why the Beraisa was very meduyik. What do you do with these Evorim? You have to put a tafke on Roisha or Samach L'Roisha Shal Mizbeach in order to prevent that it should not become Nifsal Belina. V'oid efshar de iso yesh lohi ridoi min ha-Mizbeach. Then Taisa says, afilu without Lina. That means, afilu, you have now a cheshbin, you'll be able to, was, let's say, on top of the Mizbeach, and now for some reason, you want to put it down, and you hope to get, you'll put it ala ish towards the end of the evening. But now you want to put it down, so Taisa says, Efshe de isa yeshu lohi ridoi min ha-Mizbeach. There's a psach halachim, olu lo yerdu, is not only a din, it's a halachitak, you're not allowed to be meired it. If it was zeiche to be, oi lo gabi ha-Mizbeach, you're not allowed to put it on the Yesoid. This is not called Yeride. Zogt die Gemara weiter. The Kuli Alme Mias Meisifin Boi Bayoim. So the Gemara says, but according to everyone, we had a three-way machloikis, if there were two maroches a whole year, three maroches a whole year, four maroches a whole year, but everyone held that Yom Kippur, they added another maroch. There was a special maroche that they took the gecholim for the k'teires bifnim, k'edish kadoshim, for the machte. So the Gemara says, the kuli alma miyis meisifin boi bayoim. Islu, everyone holds is a new maroche, you might have a new maroche. Minolohu, where do we learn this new, that is a new maroche? Nafkelohu mi vohoesh. We have a posik, vohoesh al hamizbeach tukad boy. There's two psukim inside. There's vohoesh al mizbeach tukad boy. And then vohoesh hamizbeach tukad boy. And then this Vehoesh al hamizbeach tukad boy. And this Vehoesh al hamizbeach tukad boy, Rabbi Yehuda said it's going on Atzosos al Yoso, and Rabbi Yossi says it's going on the Maroche Shalkiyom Eish. But that's the Pashta Dikro. But we have here Avov Hei, Vehoesh. So Memele, the Vov Hei is Malbe, Nachlum Vehoesh. That the Vov Hei is Malbe, that Yom Kippur, we make a new maroche. Afilu leman deloy dorish vav hei dorish, vav hei he does. So the vav hei is marbe, the that we make a new maroche for the haktore befnim in Yom Kippurim. Lule de Mistafine, I don't know if I'm saying something that makes too much sense, or maybe it's Kesuma Barube, but perhaps we could be madgish one nekude. It is bakant that some sedurim you have after the Busaf of Rish Chodesh, there are tzirufei shemes for each Chodesh. There are psukim which we learn out tzirufei shemes for each Chodesh. Now the tziruf of Chodesh Tishrei is derived from the pasuk Vayiru Oisa Sorei Paroi. So the saif oisius of Vayiru Oisa Sorei Paroi is Vav and a Hey and a Yud and a Hey. That is the tziruf of Chodesh Tishrei. I once heard from one of the Friedeke Rebbes that he said that in Pshat in these tzirufei shemes, that the first two oisiyes are meramis on the anhoge of the first half of the chodesh, and the second two oisiyes are meramis on the anhoge of the second half of the chodesh. So al kaponim, the first half of chodesh tishrei is from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei to Chamisha Osar b'tishrei. So the tziruf of the Shem Avaye is Vav Hey. So that's Vayiru, that's how it goes. Vav and a Hey and then a Yud and a Hey. That's the tziruf of the Shem Avaye. So it is very interesting that we learn out from Vir Ha'esh, Vav Hey, which is going on Asara B'Tishrei, so that we learn out from Vav Hey that there's a new Maroche on Yom HaKippurim. Could be there is some sort of connection. Could be not. Bal Kaponim is interesting. So now the Gemara asks further. Now there's another pasuk in Parshas Tzav. Eish tomid tukad ala mizbeach loisichbe lemay osed. Now what is this speaking about? So the Gemara says miboy lei lechedisanya. This is for another drasha. Now let us see the Goyin's Girsa. The Baraisa starts as follows. The eish hamizbeach tukad boy. This is the pasuk that the Braisa starts bringing. The eish hamizbeach tukad boy. Limeid al maroche shniye shel ktoires. Shloi tehei ela al hamizbeach achitzay. That is like the pasuk we hear on daf memhei amadala. The eish hamizbeach tukad boy is going on the maroche shniye shel ktoires. That the gecholim for the k'tayres beheichol, you take from the zamaroche on the mizbeach achitzim. That's the maroche shniya shel k'tayres. Veishem mizbeach tukad boy limed amaroche shniya shel k'tayres sheloi tehei elo ala mizbeach achitzim. Zokte bereise weiter eish machto. Now the eish that one takes gecholim to put into the machte, which goes lifnai v'lifnim. So eish machta means the eish for Yom HaKippurim. Uminoiro, and the eish that we'll see in Tosfos, that the eish that they were madlik, the menoiro and the heichel, also came from the mizbeach hachitze, minai. So how do you know that the Eish Machto, the Eish of Yom HaKippurim, and the Eish of the Menorah, how do you know that this also was taken from the Mizbeach Achitz? So the Baraisa makes a cheshbon. Vidinu, maybe there's a svar is like that. Nemro Eish B'Ktoiris. It says, by the Ktoiris in the Heichel, it says Eish. And that we know, that we learn out from the pasuk ve'eish hamizbeach tukad boy, that the eish from the k'toire should be taken from the mizbeach achitze. Nemro eish b'k'toires, ve'nemro eish b'machta, u'menoira. And we'll see that there's a limud that you need eish by the machta da menoira. So we learn out, ma'lo holon, just like by the eish that is needed for the k'toire shebeheichel, al mizbeach achitzay, avkan al mizbeach achitzay. So here also al mizbeach achitzay. Oy klach So that's how we'll know it. Eklach lederech zu. Maybe we'll learn differently. Nemra eish b'ktayres, v'nemra eish b'machta u'menayre. Malaholim will also learn out from ktayres, but the limud will be a different limud. Malaholim v'somuch loy. By the eish of the ktayres shebeheichol. So the gecholim are taken from the mizbeach that somuch loy, which is the mizbeach achitze. He says, you're maktir in the heichol, and you take the gecholim from the maroche that's somuch loy, that's from the mizbeach achitze. So af machto menayra b'somuch loy. So machto menayra also should be b'somuch loy. So what does that mean? That means the Kodesh Kadashim, what is the closest source of Gecholim? The Mizbeach HaPnimi. And the same thing, the Menorah could be the closest source of Gecholim will be the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So it could be Aitaka learn out from the Ketores, but the Limud is not a blank check, just like the Ketores you take on the Mizbeach HaChitzein. So the Eish shall menayr and the Eish shall machta, you also take on the Mizbeach HaChitzein. No. It's a hagdore. Just like the Ketores you take from the closest source, which there is the Mizbeach HaChitzein. So by the machta and the menayr, you also take from the closest source. And there the closest source will be the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So we'll say that there is a maroche and the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and from this maroche you'll take you'll kindle the menorah and you'll take the gecholim for the machter. Yeah. So it's a shaila. Talmud loima. Eish tamid tukat ala mizbeach loisichpe. So that's this posse. Eish tamid tukat al mizbeach loisichpe. Eish tamid shamalti lecho. That eish, it says, lahalois ner tomit. So the eish that you need for this ner tomit, where should you get this eish from? Tukad ala mizbeich is going on the mizbeich achitzoin, and loisich bem. So this posik, eish tomit, tukad ala mizbeich, is going on, the tomit is going on the lahalois ner tomit, And the age for the lahalis nel tomi, this should be tukad al mizbeach. It should be coming from a maroche which is on the mizbeach. Lomadnu eish limnoira. So now there was a shaila before eish limnoira. Where do you get it from? So we have enough in the posik. That's this posik eish tomid tukad al mizbeach. Now, we get another shayla, eish lemachto minayim. What is the din by eish lemachto? V'dinhu, nemro, now we'll start making a limit again. Nemro eish b'machto, v'nemro eish b'mneira. Maybe we'll learn out the eish of the machto, the eish of mneira. Ma'lo holon al gabi ha mizbeach hachitzein, avkan al mizbeach hachitzein. Because by the menorah, you don't take from the samach loy. The samach loy of the menorah would be the mizbeach apnimi. So if by the menorah it says you take from the mizbeach achitzin, so you see that fakel, that's the halacha. That the menorah, the eish that is needed to kindle the menorah is taken from the mizbeach achitzin. So who adin, the eish of the machter should be taken from the mizbeach achitzin. Oy klach lederech zu, nemro eish biktoiretz. V'nemro eish b'machto. We'll learn out the machto from Ktoiris. Malo holon b'samuch loy. And we'll say by Ktoiris the gather is that you take from the Mizbeach Achitzin because it's samuch loy. Avkan b'samuch loy. Talmud loyma. So we don't have a posik for the machto. Maybe you make a maroche for the machto on the Mizbeach apnimi. V'lokach, we have a posik, meloi hamachto, gachlei eish, me'al ha-mizbeach, you take the meloi hamachto, gachlei eish, me'al ha-mizbeach, milifnei Hashem. You take it from the mizbeach, which is milifnei Hashem. Eizel mizbeach shem miktsosoi lifnei Hashem, ve'ein kuloi lifnei Hashem, haviyoymer zem mizbeach achitzei. Later we'll see exactly what this means, that the mizbeach achitzen is miktsosoi mi lifnei Hashem, ve'ein kuloi lifnei Hashem. But al koponim, we have a posik over here that tells us that the machte is taken from the Mizbeach HaChitzen, the Gecholim, from this drosha. Now, before we see Rashi and Tosfos, there's an often a kasha on this Gemara, which I saw the Siach Yitzchak asked from the Rosh Hashanah asked the kasha. This whole Bereise, the Bereise has a pilpul, where do you get the Gecholim for the Machte? The Machte that you bring into the Kodesh Kadoshim, Yom HaKippurim, where do you get the Gecholim from? Fine. A whole Shaila, we learn out from this Pasuk. Lokach le'amach v'gach le'eshim ala mizbech me'lifnei Hashem from the mizbech she'miktsosi is lifnei Hashem. We just learned before, the Gemara just said that everyone holds, you make a bazundere maroche for for Yom HaKippurim. We just learned, you make a bazundere maroche. And how do you, and how do, what's the makir that you make a bezundere maroche? Because we learn out from the posik, veho eish al hamizbeach tukad boy. So we learn out from the vav hey, that, veho eish al hamizbeach tukad boy, that is a bezundere maroche for Yom HaKippur. Now, ha eish al hamizbeach tukad boy is speaking about the mizbeach achitzoin. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's speaking about the Maroche Shalkiyameish, according to Rabbi Yud, it's speaking about Tzoso Sa'alya, so speaking about the Mizbeach HaChitzen. And from the Vav, hey, we darshan, there's a new Maroche Yom HaKippurim. So there's a new Maroche on the Mizbeach HaChitzen, a new Maroche on the Mizbeach HaChitzen. And we just learned this. And now, all of a sudden, the Gemara Klos HaShaila, where do you get the Gecholim from? A whole Shakla V'Tayyeh, as the Gecholim and the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Gecholim and the Mizbeach HaChitze, with a whole new drosh, it's a mamish, it's a pele. So, they both say that since this is a yito, the yito is not muchach that it should have the same halachas of the Pashte Dikro. The yito is telling us that you need a new maroche. That's the Reish al Mizbeach Tukat, you need a new maroche. But where this maroche should be, it is not muchach, even though the Pashti Dikro is speaking about the Mizbeach Achitzoin, but that is not machriach that the new maroche has to be in the Mizbeach Achitzoin. I once saw from Dachsimir and the Deres Elio from the Goyim that Drash does not have to stim with Pshat. Pshat, the before and after, has the flow. You can't say Pshat in the middle of a posik. The Pshat has the flow, and the before has to stim, and the later has to stim. Drash is not muchach to flow with the whole hilach of the posik. So memele, so there's a drash that is a new maroche. But exactly if this maroche has to be on the mizbeach achitz and the mizbeach apnimi, that is debatable, and therefore we need this new limud to tell us that it is the mizbeach achitz. Now let us see Rashi and Tosfos. Zogt Rashi, eish tomi tukad lemai osa. Given the Dorashta Kol Moigdis, the Inyonis, so what do you do with this one? Shaloi Tehei Elo Al Mizbeach HaChitzin, the Haikro B'Mizbeach HaOiloksiv. Eish, that's, yeah, that the Pasuk is speaking about the Eish HaOilo, that Mizbeach HaOiloksiv, some email, and it says, Eish HaMizbeach Tukat Boi is going on this Mizbeach. Eish Machto Menoira Eish Tehei Makipurim de Lifnai V'Lifnim. Ve'eish di menoira, da'adlokes neiris techol yoima, v'nein shtei niteles ma'al mizbeach achitzin, Achigasina. Nema kan eish bektairetz. So what does it say eish bektairetz? So siv yaktireno ve'ein haktore b'loy eish. And some of them learn out from they learn out the menorah and the machta from the eish of teres. So it could be just like there's mizbech itzim, mizbech itzim, or a different oifen malon besamach loy, mizbech achitzin hasamach lepnimi, she'olav akteres nikta, af machta menorah neitel min hasamach loy, v'mizbech apnimi hasamach lemenorah v'lefnai v'lefnim. So the Gemara darshins on the menorah is tamid. Eish amarti loch bo tamid. Bohu shel menorah shenem abol alis ner tamid. So the eish, what the eish that we will need for the menorah alis ner tamid is memele tukadal mizbeach. Shabi from the mizbeach ha'ilo. Now the Gemara says, how do you know by the machta nemar eish bikteire shel kol yoyim? So the Gemara says, we darshin, for lokach meloi hamachta me'ala mizbeach meichin, milifnei Hashem mitzad ma'irev, hochi garsinen, eizehu mizbeach, shemikzose lifnei Hashem, ve'en kule lifnei Hashem, ava oimer ze mizbeach achitzoi. Eize mizbeach, sheyesh lechalek boy, ma, mimenu lifnei Hashem, That is a psachelik that's lifnei Hashem. Shuska kakos of loyma mi lifnei Hashem. You should take from the chelik that's lifnei Hashem. Aba oimer ze mizbeach achitzoi. And this is the mizbeach achitzoi. The ilu pnimi kuloi lifnei Hashem. The pnimi is kuloi lifnei Hashem. Let us see Tosfos. Nemra eish b'kteiris, and you learn out, so Rashi tzach gemutshet, where does it say eish b'kteiris? Nira li, d'chsiv gabi koirach, ato v'arim ish machtosoi, usnu b'heim eish, v'simu alayim k'teiris. Tomit shamarti lecho loitehei elo al mizbeach achitza. So the Gemara said, how do we know that the menorah is kindled from the mizbeach achitzim? Because it says, eish tamid tukala mizbeach. Taimoli. In Cain, so it comes out that this pasuk is telling us that the menorah has to, that the menorah has to be kindled from the mizbeach achitzim. Taimoli in Cain. Niboy lo maroche b'fnei atzmo. So there should be another maroche, just like we learned. Ve'eish ha-mizbeach tukad boy. So that's speaking about, so eish ha-mizbeach tukad boy is going on the maroche shniyu shol k'tayres. So now it says, eish tomi tukad ala mizbeach is another maroche. This is a maroche for the menorah. Ki heiche de matzrachine maroche l'k'tayres b'fnei atzmo. No one ever mentioned this a maroche for the menorah also. V'yeshloima, even the loyoye tzorich likach, shum gecholim lemenorah, elo lahadlik apsilois, ba'alme, loy mistaver sheyei osu bishvil ze maroche, v'loy moschon akosuv elo lachachomet. Now, the Lashon of Tosfos is unclear, and I'd like to elaborate a little. The Mikdash David in Simen Chof Aleph Ois Gimel, when he speaks about the Hadlokis HaMenorah, so he says as follows, Nire midivrei Rashi daf membova medbeitz, how were they madlik the Menorah? They took a gacheles from the mizbeach achitzay, umachnis, and they brought in the gacheles, and then they were madlik the menorah from this gacheles. They brought in a gacheles from the mizbeach achitzay. Sagt der Migdash David, wo hat der eine Machnis Schalheves? So why did they have to bring in a Gacheles? Why did they bring in a Schalheves? So lochere a Schalheves, how would you bring in a Schalheves? Lochere, you would kindle, chweiss, a candle from the Gacheles Shalmizbechachit, and you bring in the Schalheves. Why do you have to bring in the Gacheles? I think that's what he means. So he says one of two things. Oi, kim in the Schalheves Shalhegdish, Ein moy alim, the eina hegdish mishum shein bo mamish. Kiven the bin an eishal mizbeach tzorech lahachnis gacheles. Or perhaps it'll be a different oifen. The Gmodach Smenbeye says as a tzir of a shalheves, you'll smear a keli with oil and then you'll kindle it. So you have a fire without, that's burning. So he says, since the Gemara in Beis says, Ashal Heves Shal Hegdish, there's no din Mehila, it doesn't have Kedusha's Hegdish, because it's Ein Bamamish, and the Pasuk says, need Eish Shal Mizbeach, Tzorech Lahach Mizgacheles, that means, Ashal Heves is not called Eish Shal Mizbeach. It's a Dover Shein Bamamish. You need, if it's Koshel, Ligacheles, Shalam Mizbeach, that's called an Eish from the Mizbeach. If you separated the Eish from the Gacheles, it's not called an Eish al Mizbeach. So you defeated your purpose. The Gemara says Eish Tamid of the Mizbeach should be from the Mizbeach. This is not called an Eish from the Mizbeach. It's already separated from the Gacheles. Or he says, Inami Mishum Bizui Mitzvah Im Yadlik Mina Mizbeach Bekintze. The Gemara says in Shabbos, so that's like a Bizui Mitzvah. You're taking a Shal Heves from the Mizbeach, Shal Choyl, and later, the Shal Heves, you're kindling a Shal Heves, Shal Choyl, and later you're gonna use it for that Lokas HaMenorah. So that's a busy mitzvah. So therefore, the Mikdash David assumes that they were madlik the Menorah with a Gacheles from the Mizbeach Achitza. The Siach Yitzhak says, Pshat in Artaisvis, he says Pshat Nataisvis, he says, even though it's Mavur later, some of this is the Gemara Daf Mevavam at Beis, that they took Agacheles, he says, that was no good to take Agacheles. But Meikar Adin, you didn't have to take Agacheles. Atkan Lashayim. That's how the Siach Yitzhak learns Pshat Nataisvis. Now, let us see the Taisvis. Let us try to understand what Taisvis is saying. Taisvis asks the Kasha. Taisvis asks the Kasha that if we're learning that the menorah, the eish of the menorah has to come from the mizbeach hachitzain, so that means that you should have a new maroche, just like by the k'teiris you learn the eish of mizbeach tukad boy, that you need a new maroche for k'teiris, need a new maroche for the menorah also. V'yeshloim, and now let's see Taisus in the beginning. Kibind le hayetzorech likach shum gecholim le menorah. Elo lahadlik apsilis ba'alme. You don't have to take shum gecholim, elo lahadlik apsilis ba'alme. Le mistaver sheyasu bishvil ze maroche. Now, according to the Siach Yitzrok, so Pshat and Taisus is, le hayetzorech likach shum gecholim, you don't have to bring gecholim. What do you have to do? You only ele tzorich lahadlik apsilas baume, so you don't have to bring bechal agacheles from the mizbeach achitze. You just need the flame. He says, according to the Siach Yitzchak, you just take the flame and then you bring it in. Loi mistavish yashu b'shvil ze maroche. The gather of maroche was, there are different coals burning on the mizbeach. There's coals for the k'tayres, there's coals for the kobones, there's different coals. So, there's a different maroche for each avoide. So if you need the coal, if you need the gacheles for the menoire, so mameli, there's a different set of gecholim. This is gecholim for menoire. But since you don't need gecholim bechlal, you only need the shalheves from the gacheles. You have to Rak lahadli kapsilus baalme, you don't need the, you only need the, so shall have is sufficient. Le mistava shiyasu bishvil zemaroche. Le mosna kosav ala lachachom. That is, l'chay, if you learn like the Siach Yitzhak. If we will assume the Mikdash David, like he doesn't make any machlokes about this. I mean, if we will assume the Mikdash David understood that Taisvus also holds that they took in a gechelet, so we have to dachs mefatayt Taisvus as follows. That, the kibin lo yotzorech likach shum gecholim limnoira ela lahadli kapsilis baume. That means the whole purpose of the gacheles is to transfer the shalheves. God, it has to be mekusha to the gacheles. Because else it wouldn't be called a shalheves shalhamizbeach. But if the whole purpose is only litzorech hadloke, you don't need the gacheles. The whole purpose is only litzorech hadloke. Le mistava shiyasha b'shvil ze maroche. Le mosra nakosav elo lechachom. So this pasuk we darshan eish tomid, the eish that was nemra and the menoire lahalis neil tomid, shma minosh madliken oisoi may eish hadoilekes tomid. So you're madliket, you're markiv the drash with the pshat. Pshat is eish that's the lekes tomid. V'hainu mimaroche gedoilot. You take it from the Maroche Gdela, which was burning Keseda. The Avdina Lo Maroche Bifnei Atzma, if it would be a Maroche Bifnei Atzma, Ma'itzach Shtei Delekes Tomid only has to burn by the Adlokes HaMenoire. It doesn't have to burn Tomid. Hagavuche from the Loshen of Tosis, it would seem that the Maroche Gdela did burn Tomid. That's not like we had yesterday at Rishash. Rishash wants to say the Maroche Shalkiyim Eish was, there was always a maroche burning shalkiya meish, and the maroche gdela didn't have to burn if there was no need for it to burn. Taisvus assumes Radova Poshet that the maroche gdela was burning tomid for some reason. That's so. You took it from the maroche gdela. Agavucha we see from Taisvus that it was taken from the maroche gdela. That was the eish. The eish was taken from the maroche gdela. So the Gemara said, we learn out from the Lokach Meloya Machta Gachle Eish Mi'ala Mizbech Melifnei Hashem. Where's the Mizbech? The Mikzos Elifnei Hashem. It's Mizbech Achitzen. So Memele, that is the Mekor that the Eish Shel Machta is taken from the Mizbech Achitzen. Vein La'akshis Imkein Ma'itzerich Kro Lik Teires Dehechol. We have another pasuk that the k'teiris of the heichel eisha mizbeach tukat boy. That's going to tell me of the maroche of the heichel, of the k'teiris in the heichel. Am I yitzchak kol k'teiris the heichel shaloikhin lo gecholam mizbeach achitzein nigma mikteiris the lefnai v'lefnim. Let's learn now from the Madach the Kteiris Lufnai Vachnim. It's not Samachle. Afal pi kein you take on the Mizbech Achitzein. So the Kteiris Behechel, that's Samachle. Afal the Gemish shall take from the Mizbech Achitzein. The Yeshloim ed Yitzach Lashmin in the Oysa Lo Maroche Bifnei Atzmo. It's coming to tell us that you make a special Maroche. Di Habe Gemrine Mehoch, Ava Minim Yeme Kippurim Sagi, Bechode maroche likteres tehechol lifnai v'lifnim. That means if the whole mekoyer, that there is a maroche for kteres, we learn out from the machta, so a whole year could be, we learn out, just like the machta is mechayev, a maroche mitzad atzmo, and the Mizbeach Achitzin, who had in the Kteiris Behechel as Machayev Amaroche Bifnei Atzmo on Mizbeach Achitzin. But, Yom HaKippurim, that you need Gecholim for the Macht and for the Kteiris Shebehechel, I would think one Maroche would be sufficient. So that's why we need the possibility of the Echtukadbay to tell us that Yom Kippur Gufa, you need two Maroches. Inami mehoche le metzina le mele, the shanik teures, the chol yoime kivin de maktirin oisal mizbeach apnimi, yasalom aroche kemoikein al mizbeach apnimi kamash melon. Bechlal, you can't learn out the k'teire shebeheichel from the k'teire shebefnim. The k'teire shebefnim, so the gecholim were in a machte. So you take the gecholim from the mizbeach achitzain and you bring those gecholim into pnim, into kodesh kadoshim. The k'teire shebeheichel, they poured out from the machta on the mizbeach. So it seems that the haktorah was on the mizbeach. So then I would say, just like the haktorah shebechutz, the gecholim are on the mizbeach shebechutz. The maroche gedoyle is for the haktorah shebechutz. So you have a maroche shel eitzim for these haktores. So it thinks the haktore shebefnim that's on the mizbeach, you also need its own maroche. And it's no dimian to the machte. The machte, there's no mizbeach over there. It's on, you just bring in a machte. But here you have a mizbeach and the haktore is on the mizbeach. So I would think that without the special posik, I would think that the Aktore of in the Heichel is on the Mizbeach from the Eitzim, from the Maroche, which is on the Mizbeach Apnimi. Therefore, you need a special Posek Veshel Mizbeach to Kadboi. Now, let us continue with the Gemara. He says, the Gemara said that we learn out from the Posek V'lokach M'loi HaMachta Gachlei Eish Me'ala Mizbeach Me'lifnei Hashem, that the Gacholim are taken from the Mizbeach, that is, Mi Lifnei Hashem. The Gemara Darshan's Mizbeach, Shem Miktsosoi Lifnei Hashem, Ben Kula Lifnei Hashem, Avi Oimer Ze Mizbeach Achitza. Ve Itzterech Lemichtov Me'al HaMizbeach, Ve Itzterech Lemichtov Mi Lifnei Hashem. Dikos avrachmona mi'al ha-mizbeach. If the Torah would only say mi'al ha-mizbeach, hava mina mai mizbeach, mizbeach pnimi. Mi'al ha-mizbeach, who's him lifnei Hashem, so the mizbeach pnimi. Kos avrachmona mi'lifnei Hashem. Dikos avrachmona mi'lifnei Hashem, hava mina Davke milifnei Hashem, that means the chelik that's mechuvin keneged the Pesach haheichel. Avo mehaigise eimoloi. But on the two sides of the mizbeach, mitzad mairev, you're not permitted to take. Isricha, that's why it says mizbeach. From the whole mizbeach, you're allowed to take milifnei Hashem. Milifnei Hashem means mairev. So you take the gecholim from the tzad meirev of the mizbeach. Barkum lifnei Hashem kedeged the Pesach. Mamish et Rashi. But my gisa the Pesach loy. Avagav the tzad maroviu. So that's why it says. That's why it says that mizbeach. Me'ala mizbeach. Now let us see Taisus. Have a mina davke milifnei Hashem. Hikshari. So al koponim. When we finish this Gemara, we say that the translation of Milifnei Hashem means Mitzad Meirev. The chelik of the Mizbeach that's towards Meirev, he takes the that's what you make a Maroche, and that's what the Maroche is made, Litzad Meirev. Hikshari. Maishna hoche, da hoche omrinan, Lifnei Hashem, kineged a Pesach b'Maroche. Lifnei Hashem means tzad meirev. V'chein b'ner marovi perik shtei alechem. Also, Lifnei Hashem means meirev. Yarech oisei arin. So the Gemara says, it says Lifnei Hashem by the menorah. So the Gemara darshins that Lifnei Hashem means that if we assume that the menorah is going from Mizrach l'mairev, so the second ner is Lifnei Hashem. That's the ner marovi. Second air is Lifnei Hashem. So again, we see that the translation of Lifnei Hashem means Meir. Period. The Gabi Tnufe Peire Kol HaMenoche Is Bo Yismatze Omrinin Lifnei Hashem. Where do you make Tnufe? Be Mizrach. Lifnei Hashem is Mizrach. V'gabi shchite nami ksiv lifnei Hashem, v'shchite shlomim, v'sharinim b'chol mokim b'azore. So it is peledic. That means that lifnei Hashem is three translations. Here and by the Ne'am Arovi, it means Tzad Meirev. By Tnufa means Tzad Mizrach. By Shlomim it means all over the Azore. So, what's Pshat? We're not consistent. The Tiritzri, the Gabi, Shchites, Kochim, Kalim, Ksiv, Lifnei Hashem, Limutei Bachutz. There it means Lifnei Hashem that it shouldn't, you shouldn't shecht the Shlomim outside of the Azore. What's the Chevechetai? See, Afagav, the Necholim Bechol Ha'ir. So, the Mokim of the Shlomim is Bechol Ha'ir. So there it's coming to tell us that the shchita has to be lifnei Hashem b'fnim b'mizrach. That's what's coming to tell us, that you have to go further towards it could be b'mizrach eistus. It doesn't mean it's inside the mizbeach. Inside the Zohar. V'chein gabi tnufe. Tnufe also, the Pasuk is coming to tell us that the tnufe should also be not chutz la'zor. So here, l'cheire, we're speaking about an oshem over here. An oshem is kotche kotchim. So, here you can't say this svore, that I would think it could be kosher b'chol ha'ir. It's kotche kotchim. So the Sikh Yitzhak brings down, but the Tnufa is, Pishas, it's Chai. And the Oshem is Chai. So I would think that doesn't have a Shem Avoide. It's nothing, I'm not doing anything yet. So let me make the Tnufa Chutz Lazor. So the Mele, so there the Lifnei Hashem is coming, if it's coming to tell us that it's in the Azor, so there it doesn't mean Meirev. There it could mean, Tikir is not outside of the Azor. Avo Bahani, Mizbeach Ay Menoires. I know it's where it is already. The Mizbeach is in the Azor already. Or Menoire, the Menoire is in the Eichel already. Leilas Mishmina B'mayil, if Nia Hashem Lomali. So I know it's inside. So Kochach here, it's telling me a direction, which is Lifnei Hashem, which means Meirev. Period. Vehiksha Rabbeinu Yitzchak Habocho. Mikol Moke, Maishna, the Tnufa b'Mizrach, fine. So you say it's not Meirev. But still, we're still not consistent. Maishna, the Tnufa b'Mizrach, Tnufa is Davke b'Mizrach. U'shchite b'chol Moke in Bazore. U'shchite is b'chol Moke in Bazore. So why is it that way? V'tirit, so Rabbeinu Yitzchak said as follows, V'vaday lifnei Hashem b'mizrach, fakel. Lifnei Hashem normally means Mizrach. Now, I saw the Eimek HaNetziv on the Parshas Nosoi, he says that lifnei Hashem means Mizrach, we learn out from the Pasuk, El Pnei HaKapoyres Kedmo. The Tzad Ponim is always Mizrach. So, lifnei Hashem is lifnei Hashem, the pnei Hashem, that means mizrach. Stamazay lifnei Hashem means mizrach. The vade lifnei Hashem be mizrach. Kedashini be sifri be parshas nosi gabit nufes el nozel. Lifnei Hashem be mizrach. That's the ponim. That's the tzad ponim. Bechol mokim shenem lifnei Hashem avayim be mizrach. Hachi pod loch hakos. Kabishchites, ice and mele, that's why tnufes is be mizrach. Period. Well, pnei Hashem is pnei ponim is mizrach. Gabi shchita skotchim kalim leksiv lifnei Hashem ela besmiche. First of all, it doesn't say by shchita; it says by smiche. V'shem smiche hu b'mizrach. So maybe the smiche is b'mizrach, but shchita doesn't say lifnei Hashem by shchita. So therefore, shchita is b'chol mokim b'azor. Ve'im timtzaloimer she'ena b'mizrach. If you'll tell me that smiche is not b'mizrach. Smicha is also b'chol mokim b'azore. Wherever you make the shchita, that's where you make the smicha. So, why didn't you darshan lifnei Hashem mizrach? Dil mahayno taime, the gemrinen mikal v'chayme mishchita. We learn out, you can't say that there's a special ruach for smicha, and shchita, there's no special ruach. That doesn't make sense. Schiet is more chomer than smiches. Smiches are shiori mitzvah. So memele, if schiete is kosher bechol moke. So bad give a smiches is kosher bechol moke. Oy behekesha, or maybe we don't learn a kavachem, we learn this, the vesomach v'shocha. Schiet have a bechol moke, because the gemrine meizem mekoim and mikroi lahakshir kol aruches. We have sukim that schiete is bechol moke. So memele, so Taisva says, if you'll say smiche is also bechol mokim, either we learn this out from shchite, maybe teiras hekesh, or teiras kalvachayim. The evshe, the afilu smichas oilo, the Taisva says afilu smichas oilo, he bechol mokim ba'azore. Kim de shiyare mitzvi, gamrin and kalvachayim, mishchita shlomen. That means smichas oila, even though oila is kodshe kadoshim, and an oila needs tzofen b'shas l'shchit, but the smicha of an oila could be, the smicha of an oila cannot be more chomer than the shchit of a shlom. Period. Okay. So memele, so now we have a pasuk, what's lifnei Hashem? Ukra de lifnei Hashem de smicha. So what is that coming to tell us? Not telling us tafke mizrach, because it's not worse or not more chomer than shchite, lafuki chutz lazor. Akert, I would think just like I would have a habamina that nufe is good chutz lazor. The behem is chai. It's not a real avoidus. So I would think smich is also kosher chutz lazor. V'chein mashme b'toyres koinim the dorish lifnei Hashem v'somach the gabi oilo. So the Eskainim Darshans, Afal Pishe Somach Bechut, Yachse V'yismach Bifnim. So Al-Koponim, so you see, it seems the Lifnei Hashem is coming to tell us that it should not be Bechut. B'hod Echsiv, V'shochat, Es Ben HaBoko Lifnei Hashem Gabi Oilo. Now Thesis is going to go to Oilo. By Shlomim, this is what we learn now from Psukim, that Kol Aruchis is kosher. Now, by the Shchites HaOil, it says, Lifnei Hashem, Loimotzi Lemeimo B'Mizrach, you can't say Mizrach, Vaporat Lecho HaKosuv Tzofim, it says, V'shochat HaYisayach Mizbeach Tzofoino, it says, by the Shchites HaOil, it should be B'Tzofim. So, Memele, so you can't darshan Lifnei Hashem, that it should be B'Mizrach. Now, I don't understand Tosfos in Ganzen. L'chaire, why can't it be Tzofen Mizrach? We had, before the Flamed Vav, Amachloikis Tanoim, what is called Tzofen? One Tana held Davke, the Yerach HaMizbeach is called Tzofen. One Tana held also Ben Ulam HaMizbeach is called Tzofen. And Rebbe and the Flamed Vav, Amadav held that the whole Tzofen Azore Kori Tzofen. So that means, so why can't Mizrach and Tzofen stim? That means as the northern side, you split up the Tzofen is, Valoche, according to Rebbe, Tzofen is, you split up the Yazore, the entering the Yazore, the right side is Tzofen, the left side is Dorim. So Memele, that is Tzofen, and it has to be Lifnei Hashem, it has to be Mizrach. So I don't understand why Tzofen is a stira to Mizrach. About Kaponim, Taisva says that it is a stira. The Paloch HaKos of Tzofen, but the Shinim Neib, so what's the Lifnei Hashem? Well, the Taisva is stuck, good. It can't mean Mizrach. So what do you do with it? But the Shinim Neib, Ben Boko, Lifnei Hashem. Uloi Shoichet, Lifnei Hashem. It's coming to tell us that the Shoichet does not have to stand in the Mokim Shchita. The Behem has to be in the Mokim Shchita. The Shoichet can stand outside. Now, let us just finish the next Taisvis. Avol Dahagisa Dahagisa Eim Aloi Tzriche. So the Gemara said, I would think there has to be Mamish Mechuvin Kineged the Pesach Ha'echel, so it says no. It says Hamizbech, not Hamizbech. So Taisa says, Nei de Masi Kocha da Filu da Hai Gise Kosher, Hani Mili Dievet. the Eved, it is good. Aber Chathila bin in Kneged HaPesach, Chathila they should take the Gecholim Kneged HaPesach, the Mashem is welcome Reish Perik Kodesh Kodosh. Vim Toima, ma yitzterich krol meima deloy ma'akev ishokalu shaloy Kneged HaPesach. Why do you need a pasuk? It says, "Lifnei Hashem, I think Kneged HaPesach." So it's the whole mizbeach, and I feel the whole ruach marovi of the mizbeach. Mechitaisi Yekuva, but I shona olav akosav la'akev. V'imidachsiv chuke. It says chuke la biyudadama loykoi chuke elad borim shenasim bebigdei lovam befnim is lomaliko. So why do you need a pasuk to tell me that the whole ruach marovi is good? It just says lifnei Hashem. So it's not ma'akev, it's only l'chatchila. V'shloim ekiven da'avi tzoyrech pnim. Since the chitoy hagecholim is a tzoyrech pnim kipnim dami, midi dehave aktoyres shechof na koydem shchita sapar loy osav loy klum afil Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because it's a klal, the tzoyrech pnim kipnim dami. Tzoyrech pnim is kipnim.